You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
This is Charisse with Rocket Knight, and today we are speaking with Willie Edwards of Willie and the Bandit. The band is from the UK, and they're going out headlining. They're doing a headlining tour soon, and I wanted to find out about the tour, and let's talk about the last album you did, Paths. We reviewed it. We reviewed a few of the singles. So, okay, Paths. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, no worries.
I reviewed the album, and I really liked it because I picked up a variety of sounds, classic rock, southern rock, blues rock. And I notice a lot of your themes are very socially conscious. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely use many different styles of our music. As important to me, like every song has a character and a sort of, you know, a story to tell. And I feel that, you know, I don't like to be an artist which restricts themselves within a one little box and wants everything to be certain that certain way. So if it's heavier, it's angrier. If it's softer, it's got different feelings. If it's groovy, I just feel like express myself the way I need to. I like to have many, like, you know, paints in my palette, you know, like to. And luckily, I've got a great band who, you know, who are comfortable diving into different genres. And in terms of like social commentary, I've just always found there's a lot more, you know, if I just write about myself, I have an exciting life for sure, but there's a lot more people with a lot more exciting lives. And there's that you can write about, like Formerly in Dayton, and that album's about, you know, someone looking for their adopted parents. And there's so much power in so many in stories, and it's trying to channel those stories into your music's important, and also standing up for what you believe in as a person. You know, I we get told many times it won't get played on radio because it's too driven politically. But I'm not the sort of person who can write stuff unless I believe in it. And I think it has to be that way for me to get the right sentiment in the songs and what I want to say. And you know, and it's that stands the test of time, and that I'm proud of.
Well, one of the songs was "One Way."
Yeah.
Really like that. I think you had one. Well, it's another type of song, "Retribution." That topic is kind of, you know,
yeah,
I guess you could say socially conscious, but the style was totally different. "Retribution."
Yeah.
I picked up Marshall Tucker. You know, Allman Brothers,
yeah.
Southern rock.
Definitely.
You know, and
from your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I am in Florida, and that's where all those bands came from when you think
yeah.
about it.
They're
you
all,
know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, all that. So
yeah, they're all, a lot of Jacksonville, a lot of my favorite guitar players come from, you know. Derek Trucks, Warren Haynes, all these, you know, these great guys that I just think have a great, they mix like soul, jazz, blues, rock all together, and always been very inspired by that style and that way of, you know, of playing and expressing yourself. So yeah,
I happen to be a big fan of Tedeschi and Trucks. I've seen them several times, so I remember when Derek Trucks was growing up, like,
oh, wow,
in the 1990s. He was a child prodigy here playing.
Wow.
Now, you've toured with Warren Haynes.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah. Very lovely man. Very beautiful person, as well as an unbelievable musician.
Mm-hmm.
sinking like an old stone. The bumpy road of time, but we're floating like an autumn leaf on the cold stream of life.
Saw that you guys came to the United States. I think it was in 2019.
We did, yeah. We had a great tour in the States. It was fantastic, and it was really, really positive. The people in your country really, really digged what we'd done. and liked our take on a lot of where we were going with the music, because like we sort of basically is inspired a lot by sort of, you know, American music, but there's also hints of British music in there. And also, not growing up in the South in America down there, I suppose I approach it a different way, where I sing and I play lap steel, where normally like lap steel and played as a second instrument in country music. It's not really, a lot of the guys were telling me down there, you don't see many people singing and playing it, which is, you know, Ben Harper maybe, but, and so that was really interesting. But unfortunately, COVID hit straight after the US tour, and we got a really good foothold in the country. And then we haven't been able to go over for 4 years, and our visas have all run out. So we hope to come back again, obviously, but we have to wait, you know, till that moment arises, I suppose.
What were some of the cities that you played at or saw?
Well, we played in the Iridium in New York. We played in Nashville, Basement East. We played in Atlanta. Played in Omaha. Played in Indianapolis, Washington, D.C., and Louisville. Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah,
that's that was quite it, a yeah. lot. That's all of the, you know, Midwest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we played in Iowa as well.
Oh,
somewhere
Iowa
in Iowa.
Too.
Yeah.
Which, any city or particular place that really you were taken with?
I really liked the South, to be honest with you. I love Georgia. I spent quite a bit of time. We had a couple of days off in Georgia, and we were on a ranch, actually, which was really cool, and got to know a few guys. And it was just really nice. And, you know, I'm a big fan of nature and the outdoors, so I'm not a huge city person. So for me, like, I really like down the South, that space and the national parks. And it was such a great time. The weather was great. And just try to enjoy every moment, really. And I'm glad I did, because you're always thinking about the next tour when you'll be back. And no one knew COVID was going to happen. So I'm glad I enjoyed it so much, really. But I mean, I'd really, really want to get back as soon as I can, really. So that's the plan.
I would love to see you guys either in the UK or here. Speaking of nature, I saw there's a video series called Fins and Strings on your website.
Oh, yeah.
It looks
yeah.
like you're a surfer.
I am, yeah. Yeah. So we're in the Atlantic Ocean. So if you went for a swim and then just headed north, you'd hit Cornwall, which is where we stick right out into the Atlantic. It's a bit colder, the water, but we get very good waves. And yeah, I love being in the sea. It's great for the inspiration and just, it's just a lovely, you know, it's good for the soul, and you thoroughly enjoy it.
I was shocked that it was filmed in the UK. I didn't know there were waves there and surfing.
Yeah, not many people do. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the only, I mean, Ireland as well. I mean, Ireland has some of the best waves in the world, up there with Hawaii, but it's just cold, you know. People like, it hasn't got the surf culture attached to it in the same sort of way, because we don't have reliable weather, you know, sort of, other areas of the world. But in terms of waves, yeah, we have really, really good surf. And it's just, you got to battle the elements, you know. You've got to be in thick wetsuits and hoods and gloves. And yeah, it's not boardies and bikinis, you know.
Well, I used to live on the east coast of Florida, Melbourne, Florida, not Melbourne, Australia. And
yeah,
surfing was really big over there. And as I was watching your video, I saw, wow, nice tubular formation, nice glassy waves in the UK. I had no idea that you guys did that over there.
I mean, it's only a small, really, like, there's only really a small part of the UK which sticks into the Atlantic. That happens to be Cornwall. But Ireland and Scotland have even better waves, really good. And a lot of Hawaiians and Americans come over now and are starting to, you know, and obviously the same coast as Portugal, which is Nazaré, which is one of the biggest waves ever surfed. So, yeah, there's plenty of surf.
Well, in the film, there was another fellow with you. I forgot his name, but you both were playing the guitar. And I was getting kind of Jack Johnson vibes with the whole nature and surf thing, you know? And
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, for like, it's an unusual place where the band's based, Cornwall. It's a subculture of the UK. It's got a lot of similarities with sort of California and Australia, with having the surf. There's hardly any people about. There's no cities, very rural. And because of that, it's almost like the deep south of the UK. It's like, it's where it's got heaps of musicians. Everyone plays music and hooks up, and there's a very sort of strong community down here with musicians and surfers and everyone. So it just Alan Stokes is 3-time European champion, and is a good friend and a great musician as well. And we just felt it was nice to just explore, the love he has for music and the love I have for the ocean, and combining them two things together, and it was sort of like the idea was to reflect in music the different sides and personality of the ocean, where it goes from very calm to very heavy, frantic and smooth, and all those sort of those textures you get from music and reflect in the sea. And we played it to a live film that was made of the Atlantic Ocean and the many different faces it shows. And it was a great night and fantastic experience doing that with Alan, yeah.
Thank you.
ask you about this upcoming tour. You used to be a trio. It looks like you have more people now. Who's in the band?
Yeah, so we were a trio. We're now a four. We're now rocking the four piece, which we got a Hammond player, organist who plays piano and Hammond. We got bass and drums and percussion. Yeah, it's just the sound's just expanded over the years, and obviously member changes with COVID and certain things, you know, became quite, the band has got new members, but I feel it's in the strongest sort of place it's ever really been at the moment. And I mean, it's the songwriting's always come from me, so it's right having the, you know, it's great to have musicians that, you know, are great to work with and bring ideas to the table. And this next tour is going to be, I think it's going to be our best, most dynamic tour we've done. It's going to go from real big, some of the biggest riffs we've played to some of the most, you know, gentle ballads we've ever done on stage as well. So it's a real challenge for us to get this right. And we've been in rehearsals all week, and yeah, it's challenging, but we like a challenge.
You've played for large crowds. You guys opened for Deep Purple, Joe Bonamassa, Status Quo. So you've done that.
Yeah, I know. It's funny when you say it because you don't really think of it like that, do you? So you'd have told me that when I was starting, I'd sort of, you know, pinch me. But it's just sort of happened so slowly and organically that you just sort of take everything in your stride. And when you play with these guys, you know, like with Joe, I mean, Bonamassa, he was one of, you know, such a guy to watch play, and the way he prepares himself. We're actually on tour with Beth Hart at the moment. He's incredible and like such an amazing person to talk to, and you learn so much from, you know, Beth, and people they've got a lot of time to tell you and share with you, you know, stuff. So it's very important for me to, you know, always make the show better and always make the performances and gigs the best they can be and better than last time, you know.
People seem to pigeonhole you into like blues, but you're more than that. I noticed you in some of your old music, you had a lot of world beat, bongos, and going forward, what kind of music, you know, now that you have a new four piece, what kind of music do you want to play? Or are you guys changing it up or what?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're always so eclectic in what we do. The next album is very, it's very eclectic. Again, the album's, we're working on at the moment, it's going through Latin and funk and rock and everything, but again, mixing everything, but with an extra members, we've definitely got even more depth into this next record that's coming out. It's still eclectic, but very much it's quite focused as well. Like, it's always about the song for me, like, always. I think we get pigeonholed into blues because I play slide guitar and I've got a husky voice, rather than we actually play blues. I've never recorded a 12 bar in my life. We're an alternative rock band, really, that has blues influences. I'm definitely influenced by blues music for sure, but we're very much taking it into the modern realm with what we do. We're mixing world music, hip-hop, folk, everything's in there. It's very much its own thing. It's a music the discovery, yeah. Really, you know, yeah, rather than
there was one in past that was very hip hoppy.
Yeah, Keep on the Down Low, I think that was. Yeah,
I was like, wow, you guys are really mixing it up. But you know, that keeps us on our toes. Keep it on the down low. You're right. That was the one that had like a little bit of a hip hoppy.
Yeah, that's right. There. Yeah.
It on PG in the back seat, setting the tone. Escape to the whiskey, there's no surprise. I'm living in a reality that burns the skies. Man, I'm feeling fine. I'm rocking the club like a wolf pack.
The after party starts as the sun attacks. Don't end, cause I'll be on my Jones. Those thoughts of betrayal that shake my bones. Man, I'm feeling fine. Lord, I'm always keeping on the down low. Some days it ain't good. Always keeping on the down low. Tell me that I'm always keeping on the down low. Some days it ain't good. Always keeping on the down low. Tell me that I'm put that bottle away. Look back, react, attack, it's gone. That inspire to cover our fragility with fresh attire, to save ourselves from a segregation, to act as a pawn of regulation. Man, I'm feeling fine. It's easy to psychoanalyze. I'm victim of circumstance, no pantomime. The darkness and light accompany my mind. I can't ever seem to find the right kind. Man, I'm feeling fine. Lord, I'm always keeping on the down low. Some days it ain't good. Always keeping on the down low. Tell me that I'm always keeping on the down low. Some days it ain't good. Always keeping on the down low. Tell me that I'm put that bottle away. Look back, react, attack, it's gone.
Kind of alt rock grungy, just a slight bit.
Yeah. I mean that was a tribute to Chris Cornell, who was a huge influence on me as a singer and a musician. And that song I wrote, really thinking about him, really, because I studied about his life and stuff, and what a great singer and how many people he inspired. But he had a lot of demons in his life as well. And you can never overcome them, which was really quite sad. And that was what this, song was about, really.
His voice is one of my top five voices ever.
Yeah, definitely. Same. Yeah.
Just
Chris
Cornell
is, and I'm so lucky to be on the road with one of my top three, Beth Hart. I think Beth Hart's one of the greatest singers ever as well. And she's just fantastic every time she sings. And, I was chatting to her before the show the other night, and we're both huge Chris Cornell fans, which is really nice.
Every time I see Beth Hart, I'm moved to tears.
Yeah.
She's just so raw and emotional, and her voice is just unbelievable. And you have a great voice.
Thank you.
I think it is kind of raspy and husky. I guess that's why you get pigeonholed with the whole blues thing. Kind of, gind of gritty.
I think Beth's a bit like that as well, because I mean, Beth has blues influences, but she goes into Latin and rock, and stylistically, she's not either. I think sometimes the blues thing just means that you maybe it means more of a soul thing than a, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But people can call it what they want, you know, it's just, we'll carry on.
What can people expect when they see you on tour, as far as performance goes?
Yeah, just giving it 100% every night, and, you know, big energetic rock numbers, like real funky grooves that will make you dance, and then also songs that probably make you cry, a whole lot. When everyone's feel every emotion possible in a show of ours, really, and that's the aim.
Is there anything else coming up this year that you would like to talk about? Any new music or anything big?
Yeah, well, we've got a new album which is coming out maybe the end of this year or the start of next year, which we're working on at the moment, which is sounding killer. So a lot of our focus is going into that, and we're playing a few, that I think four new tracks in the set from the new album. Sure, looking forward to. So yeah.
Will you release them like as a single, like one at a time?
That's the plan, yeah, to try and release them all as a single, one by one, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for speaking with Rocket Knight.
No worries, thanks for having us.
And I look forward to hopefully seeing you in the future if you come to the States or when I make it to the UK.
Yeah, because we'll always get you in.
I've been following you guys since 2018, so.
Well, we really appreciate all the support and stuff, and yeah, come and say hi if you ever come to a show. You know, give us a message, we'll get you in, and yeah, it'd be nice to meet you.
For sure, I'll be there in October if you have any gigs.
Oh, really? We're in Germany, actually. I think in October.
Oh boy, well, thanks again, and. Look forward to hearing the new albums. Make sure you send it to me. We'll review it.
Oh, thanks, Charisse. Make sure, definitely. I'll get Glenn to send it. Yeah.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.